Luke chapter 13, verses 23 to 35, from the New Living Translation. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" He replied, "Work hard to enter the narrow door of God's kingdom, for many will try to enter but will fail. When the master of the house has locked the door, it will be too late. You will be standing outside knocking and pleading, 'Lord, open the door for us.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'But we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' And he will reply, 'I tell you, I don't know you or where you come from. Get away from me, all you who do evil.' There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for you will see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you will be thrown out. And people will come from all over the world, from east and west, north and south, to take their places in the kingdom of God. And note this, some who seem least important now will be the greatest then, and some who are the greatest now will be least important then." Jesus grieves over Jerusalem. At that time, some Pharisees said to him, "Get away from here if you want to live. Herod Antipas wants to kill you." Jesus replied, "Go tell that fox that I will keep on casting out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and the third day I will accomplish my purpose. Yes, today, tomorrow, and the next day I must proceed on my way, for it wouldn't do for a prophet of God to be killed except in Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers. How often I have wanted to gather your children together, as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me. And now, look, your house is abandoned, and you will never see me again until you say, 'Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'"
In today's passage, we see Jesus' desire to gather us and to protect us. However, we also see that he does not manipulate or force us to receive his love and his protection. In Luke 3, verses 34, his heart's cry to his beloved in Jerusalem is, "How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me." I wonder where we are not letting Jesus in, where we are not living in victory and intimacy with him, because we have failed to come close under his wing and to let him heal and protect us. Lord, today I want to ask you to help us to surrender, to draw near under your wing with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind, and to allow you to heal us and protect us from harm. Help us to resist the enemy when he tries to derail us in our quest to seek after you. The door to eternal life is narrow, and the pathway leads through our hearts. Having Jesus in our neighborhood and at our table does not seem to be enough to enter the kingdom of God. Let's be purposeful and intentional about seeking after him and resisting temptations and distractions, just like he did when he set out to fulfill his Father's purpose to press on to Jerusalem, where he would ultimately die for us. Today, let us resist the enemy when he tries to derail us in our quest to seek after God. Lord, please help us to surrender to you completely, heart, soul, and mind, and to allow ourselves to be drawn into the shadow of your wing, and to take refuge and comfort close to you, in that place where you can heal us and protect us. Let's take a moment today and talk to Jesus about the areas where we have not let him in.